One of the Democratic candidates for president formally declared his intentions today, and New Mexico Governor Bill Richardson made it an announcement with a twist.
Con orgullo, espero ser el primer presidente latino de los Estados Unidos.
With pride, he said, I hope to be the first Latino president of the United States. Governor Richardson was born in California, where he made his announcement today. He's the son of an American banker father and a Mexican mother. He is a native Spanish speaker, and he would be the first Hispanic presidential nominee of either major party. In his youth, Richardson studied and played baseball at Tufts University. He worked at the State Department, and he later settled in New Mexico. He ran for Congress there, served for more than 14 years, and he left to be Bill Clinton's UN ambassador and energy secretary. He was a high-profile emissary to North Korea and Iraq, and even as governor, Richardson has continued his international diplomacy. He cited that experience today.
This nation needs a leader with a proven track record, an ability to bring people together to tackle our problems here at home and abroad. I am that person, not because I say so, but because of what I've done.
The latest polls from Iowa and New Hampshire show Governor Richardson has reached the 10% threshold in both states. NPR's Linda Wertheimer was with him last week in southwestern Iowa on the campaign trail.
Red Oak has a picture book town square with a fountain and a gazebo. And on one corner of the square, a coffee shop called Giggles. That's where Bill Richardson's campaign day began.
I'm Bill Richardson. Nice to meet you.
And your commercials are fantastic.
Oh, you like them?
Richardson is a big man with big ideas. Standing in the back of the coffee shop in this very Republican part of Iowa, he spends an hour with a couple of dozen people expanding on his plans for the country, answering questions and cracking jokes. I need you to go to the caucuses for me, he tells voters. I need you to know who I am.
I am not a rock star. I am not a candidate with tons of money, but I've got the background and the vision, I believe, to lead this country.
In Red Oak, as elsewhere around the country, the biggest concern is the war in Iraq. Richardson takes a different approach from the frontrunners in the race. He says all the troops should come home. No advisors or any other kind of residual forces should remain in Iraq.
Now, why would I pull them out? Because I believe that they've become targets. I believe that we are viewed as the occupier. And I just saw a poll in Iraq that says 73% of the people say it's okay to shoot at an American soldier. You know, that is not something that I want to have as a president.
Seeking to set himself apart from other candidates, Richardson emphasizes his experience as a diplomat and a negotiator who has traveled to the world's hot spots, attempting to solve near intractable problems like nuclear testing in North Korea and genocide in Darfur. And he talks big about reforms here at home. Asked about high gas prices, Richardson launched into a detailed plan for energy independence in a few decades, with American ingenuity inventing new automobiles, new fuels, new ways to save energy.
And it's going to be new technologies, 100-mile-per-gallon plug-in hybrid vehicle. It's going to mean also 50 miles per gallon within 5 years. We have to do that.
Richardson has a 9-point plan for health care, which includes making Medicare available to 55-year-olds, recapturing high administrative costs of health care, making the congressional health care plan generally available, and redoing veterans care.
If I were president, I would give you, a veteran or an enlisted person, a hero's card, okay? Because you've served, and you could get your health care anywhere you want. Right here.
And there's more. Wholesale reforms of public schools with better pay for teachers, national scholarships for education or training beyond high school. Richardson waves off questions about how to pay for such ambitious ideas, mentioning the billions now being spent in Iraq. And he wins some hearts and minds. Here are Jacqueline and Jonathan Richards. He's a retired mail carrier.
He has tremendous skill, communication skills. I can see why he's a fine diplomat, and he has tremendous experience.
I really like Bill Richardson.
Did you see Mrs. Clinton when she was out here?
Yes, And she's a little more standoffish Bill gets right into your heart and soul.
In Shenandoah, Iowa, more than 100 people were waiting for Richardson at the Depot restaurant in a large back room that's a kind of shrine to the Everly brothers, local boys made good. Richardson talked about his international experience negotiating with Saddam Hussein for hostages, talks with North Korea and the Sudan.
President Clinton used to say, "We'll send Richardson to negotiate. Bad guys like him." So,
in an interview, I asked Richardson about being a kind of ambassador to lost causes. He said no cause is lost, that the current obsession with Iraq keeps this country from doing what needs to be done. On immigration, the issue before Congress now, Richardson treads carefully. He says U.S. border protection should be doubled, but he also tells audiences that if there is a wall on the U.S.-Mexico border, when he's elected, he'll take it down.
And I believe it's a horrendous symbol. I remember Ronald Reagan, when he was president, he said, "Mr. Gorbachev, tear down that wall." I don't want America to be known as a nation of walls. I want America to be known as a nation of freedom.
Immigration is an issue that loses votes for all sides, Richardson says. It has to be resolved. He calls the compromise currently being debated a step in the right direction.
Having a strategy of containing those that are coming in, but also dealing realistically and in a compassionate way with those that are here, will allow us to create a comprehensive plan that at least moves in the right direction. The fact that the Congress and the president are finally dealing with it is a source of relief.
Richardson's campaign day ended in Carter Lake, Iowa, in the backyard of Kevin Burr and Leslie Sanders, and he was still introducing himself, still talking about his plans.
You're saying, "Well, Bill Richardson, you know, he's moving up on the polls, he's moving, I like him." But deep in your mind is this, and I bet you it is, can he win? Nobody wants to back somebody that's not going to win. Well, I want to just say to you, I can win. And I will win because, you know why? Because I am doing events like this all over Iowa.
Candidate Bill Richardson, he really does threaten to take this campaign to every town in Iowa. Linda Wertheimer, NPR News.